Charles Hurt, Biden's cover-up culture ties the press in knots. By Charles Hurt on September 21, 2021. And the firm grasp of the obvious award goes to Chuck Todd of NBC News. I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands, Mr. Todd opined this weekend about President Biden. Specifically, Mr. Todd noticed there was an unpleasant situation in Afghanistan and a humanitarian crisis on our southern border, both entirely of Mr. Biden's making. Also, a global pandemic continues to rage across America despite Mr. Biden's insistence that only the federal government could cure the menace, and he had just the plan to do so. All of these problems, in some ways, showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite, Mr. Todd sleuthed. Afghanistan withdrawal wasn't going to be messy. This wasn't going to look like Saigon, he said. The booster shots, he came out and essentially said 8 months and even indicated maybe we should start it as soon as 5 months, Mr. Todd continued. Now we're not sure if anybody under 65 is going to get a booster shot. Feasting on the full banquet of the obvious, Mr. Todd even discovered the squalid slum encampments popping up along the Mexican border inspired by Mr. Biden's promises of amnesty for illegal aliens, free health care, and generous welfare. We can talk about the border problems and say they're years in the making. But it's pretty clear we have a bigger problem now than we've had in years, he observed. These policies have turned into becoming a magnet. Oh, you think? Many middle-aged, geeky men like Mr. Todd grow goatees to conceal the fat that accumulates around their faces as they get older. Others grow goatees because they suddenly become so smart. Pretty big credibility crisis, he says. Well, at the very least, you have to admit that credibility crisis is a specific area of expertise for Mr. Todd and the pack of frothing jackals he runs within Washington. You know, meet the press. For 5 years, these news lizards concocted every fantastic tale they could think up to slime President Trump. They made up stories about him, his family, and anyone who worked for him. They conjured up stories about urinating hookers in Moscow, wacky bank transfers, and wild fever dreams about Mr. Trump colluding with various foreign governments. They worked hand in hand with sleazy political operatives campaigning against Mr. Trump. They colluded with government hacks, military officers, and even our own Justice Department to destroy a president duly elected by the American people. Almost as furiously as they made up stories about Mr. Trump, they whitewashed true stories about Mr. Biden and his deadbeat, crackhead, corrupt family. Now, all that corruption is coming home to roost. All the lies and cover-ups are becoming uncontainable. The true Joe Biden is emerging. As the press turns. And that is the problem when your only constituency in America is the press. If you live by the press, you die by the press. Charles Hurt is the opinion editor of The Washington Times.